Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis and NLP Podcast, the podcast that teaches you how to tap into the power of your mind to improve your life. My name is Donald Curry. I'm a registered psychotherapist, master hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, and hypnosis instructor. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing some of the latest research on hypnosis and how it is being used to help individuals with healing their body. And you will have the opportunity to participate in a hypnosis session designed to help keep the body in a state of health and well-being. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that you find this podcast inspiring and that it sparks within you the motivation to make your life better. Are you enjoying these hypnosis programs and would you like more? Visit my web store at www.hypnosis.media. On the store, you'll find hypnosis programs that can assist with a wide variety of problems and concerns. My new program, Return to Calm, can assist you in developing greater self-control and improving your self-soothing skills. Enter the code HYPNOSIS at checkout for a 15% discount. What if it was possible to speed up the healing of an injury through the power of the mind? Or to tap into the subconscious resources to strengthen the immune system to get rid of a cold or a flu a little faster? What if it was possible to simply use the power of the mind and visualization to quiet a headache or a migraine? Recent studies are showing that visualization, meditation, and hypnosis play a role in activating the healing mechanisms of the physical body. A recent study that was done at Harvard Medical School using hypnosis to heal broken bones proved that it was successful. Half of the group received hypnosis, while the other half of the group did not, and x-rays were given regularly to monitor the effects of the healing process. The results showed that each person who received hypnosis healed faster. In fact, the group that received hypnosis showed the equivalent of 8.5 weeks of healing in just 6 weeks of time. In another research study, participants undergoing breast surgery received pre- and post-surgery hypnosis. The results were positive, showing that those who used hypnosis had much faster healing in the incision site. The National Institute of Health Technology found that hypnosis may be effective in the treatment of headaches and migraines. And in yet another new study, a team of researchers from the School of Medicine at Mount Sinai, University of California at San Francisco, and Harvard Medical School found that guided visualization resulted in shifts in the expression of genes related to stress, inflammation, and wound healing. Healing the physical body is the responsibility of the subconscious mind. If we consider the body to be like an orchestra, all the various organs and cells working together in harmony with one another to play a beautiful piece of music. But when things are not working optimally, it's as though that orchestra is out of tune. The subconscious mind is the conductor that can assist the orchestra in getting back in tune and back in harmony. There are factors that can slow the healing processes of the body, stress being one of the most important. Stress can prolong the time required to heal by 25% or more. Stress releases a hormone called cortisol, which interferes with healing and can cause inflammation. Visualization instructs the subconscious mind on how to better assist your body to heal. In today's episode, you're going to have the opportunity to experience a hypnosis session focused on creative visualization to support your body systems so they can do what they were meant to do, operate in a state of wellness and optimum health. This program is complementary to any other healing work that you are doing. It is not meant to treat or diagnose any emergency medical conditions. Please check with your doctor should you have an immediate concern regarding your health and well-being. So, begin by finding a place where you can relax and let go for this next little while. Get your body into the most comfortable position for you. Rearrange your arms and legs in a manner that is completely and totally comfortable so that you can relax. Close your eyes. Begin to breathe slowly, deeply, allowing every breath to nourish your cells with oxygen. The life-affirming rhythm of your breath and as you feel your breath notice the beating of your heart that life-affirming rhythm your heart that allows you to live and to love on this planet at this time. Honoring your lungs and honoring your heart for all of the hard work that they do for you. And with every breath that you breathe, you can become aware of how your breath oxygenates your blood and how that oxygen is carried through your entire system. How your blood nourishes every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your body with this life-affirming oxygen. Notice how incredible your body is. This amazing process that happens each and every time that you breathe. Just bringing your awareness to this miraculous and amazing process. And honoring and thanking your body for all that it does for you. Each and every moment of each and every day, even while you sleep. Now, in your mind, begin to imagine that you're setting out on a walk on a beautiful summer's day down a forest's path. The forest's path slightly winds to the left and to the right. you can feel the path beneath your feet, noticing trees that line this path and how a gentle breeze rustles the leaves as it blows through them. It's a beautiful day, and you can feel the sun on your skin. And the sun releases any tension, any negativity, and it leaves you feeling calm and relaxed, peaceful. The most important thing is that you notice that as you imagine this place, you continue to become more and more relaxed. Just continue to imagine yourself traveling down this path as I count from 10 to 1. With every descending number, allow yourself to move further and deeper into relaxation. 10. Nine. Relaxing more and more. 8. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Just continuing to walk along this path, and you notice off in the distance the sound of water. And as you travel down the path, the sound of water gradually gets louder. The path comes to a clearing. And in this clearing is a beautiful waterfall that feeds a pool of water. The water is clear and clean. And you can notice that place where the water from the falls hits the pond, there is a mist. The water flows gently into the pool. And it is just the right temperature. This is your healing waterfall. It's a place that you can come to whenever you need to bathe every muscle, every cell, every atom of your body in a soft, healing energy. And within your own consciousness, within your own mind, you can learn how to make use of its healing energy. And you can learn how to guide that energy. So in your mind, imagine that gradually you could move towards the waterfall, going as slowly or as quickly as you wish. Placing your hand beneath its flow and feeling that it is just the perfect warmth. And whenever you're ready, you can imagine stepping beneath the waterfall and feel it flowing gently, spreading waves over every part of your body. Just sense it. Feel as those spreading waves wash away any negativity, any stress, any tension, anything that is not beneficial to you. Just experience as the waterfall washes it away. That's right. Just feeling the water's gentle flow, caressing every part of your body as it brings strength and vitality, health, and well-being. And if you so choose, you can direct the healing flow of the water, directing it to where it's needed most at this time. Maybe there's an area of your body that needs its healing energy. So imagine redirecting the water to that part, to that area. And visualize every cell of your body returning to a state of well-being, a state of health. And if you so choose, you can think back to a pleasant memory when you were your healthiest. Perhaps one specific moment in time where you felt really, really good, full of health, well-being, and vitality. Self-health is a matter of mind. Strong, happy thoughts help to build a strong, happy body. And so you simply think back to that wonderful experience of when you were feeling your very best, thinking healthy, being healthy, And as you feel that in your body, awakening that wonderful experience, that wonderful memory, you bring that back to your experience at the waterfall, attaching that feeling to this wonderful experience. That's right, just allowing the water's healing flow to continue to move through you. Using the mind to influence the body is not a new idea. Eastern yogis, martial artists, and philosophers have been doing it for centuries. If you consciously control your thoughts and direct your mind in more tranquil directions, you can reduce tension, return to a state of balance. You can learn to return to this state of relaxation anytime that you wish. The more that you focus on this, the more you can program a healthy attitude. Your mind can assist your body to rejuvenate and heal to the best of its ability. And you can also support this with sensible exercise, a healthful diet, and a positive attitude. That's right. Your body knows how to be healthy, and you form a mental image of yourself as you intend to be, starting now, starting at this waterfall, with every cell of your body returning to a state of optimum health and well-being. Feeling happy and healthy and filled with energy and stamina. Picture a vibrant, good health. Keep it foremost in your mind. Healthy, energetic. And you hold this image as a symbol of good health. Imagine it as if it is already here. That you are in a state of well-being. The more that you focus on this, the more that it becomes. And so you take a few more moments underneath this healing waterfall. Enjoying it. And allowing the relaxing, healing flow to permeate every cell of your body. And then you step from beneath a waterfall. And you notice how different you feel, how much lighter, how much more calm and relaxed every cell of your body returned to a state of well-being. Visualizing it, seeing it, experiencing it. And you can allow the warmth of the sun to dry your body and leave you feeling calm, relaxed, and at ease. And now, you begin to journey along the path that led you to this place. And as you travel back along the path that led you to this place, I'm going to count. Counting from 1 to 10. And as I count from 1 to 10, you'll emerge from relaxation. When I reach the count of 10, you'll open your eyes. You'll be back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, and feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Starting now at 1, emerging from relaxation. 2, coming up now. 3, 4, emerging from relaxation. 5, 6, 7, 8, emerging from relaxation. 9, and 10, eyes wide open, back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, and feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Welcome back. Keep that vision, the image of your good health, in your mind always, and adopt the habits, thoughts, and behaviors that will assist in supporting that image. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode and that you found it informative and inspiring. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe so that you catch all of the upcoming episodes. In the coming weeks, there's going to be episodes on improving relationships, goal setting for the new year, authentic communication, and working with belief systems. If you would like more information about hypnosis, visit my personal website at www.donaldcurry.com. If you would like to learn hypnosis, either for yourself or to help others, visit the Mind Institute at www.mindinstitute.online. Take care and be well until next time.